Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, crapping in a Pringles can, showering, and monkeys. They're all coming up right after this.
Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker. Man, is it just me, or is it hard to get decent customer service anymore? I swear to God it is. Heck, most times there ain't no service to begin with. I mean, think about it. Already, man, we're expected to pay at the pump, scan our own groceries, and assemble soft drinks at fast food places. And it never fails. No matter what size drink I choose, they're either out of the lids that fit the cup, or they're all stuck together. Yeah. Hell, it's worse than prying apart wet Pringles. I swear to God it is. And my point is, man, while we're doing all this work, the people in uniform are usually either on break or bitching about who's on break or complaining about how her boyfriend should have at least broke up with her before the 15th so she didn't waste gas money on taking him to court. Whatever, Rhonda. It was your bright idea for me to fight the ticket anyways. So shut up and get back to making burger buddies. Yeah. I'd say it right to your face. Sorry, man. My point is, nobody wants to earn their paycheck anymore. Hell, my uncle's son, he went to rent a car last week, and before they gave him the keys, they made him get out and walk around the car to inspect it for damage. He said, if you work here, why am I inspecting the car? I was like, I know, man. That's more confusing than seeing a queer and a wife beater. I said it right to his face. Hell, I don't inspect a car when I'm buying one, let alone renting it for a few days. That's like going to a whore and paying her $50, then having her hand you a wet nap and lotion. I swear to God it is. Oh, that reminds me of a joke I heard waiting in court.
Oh, yeah?
Guy goes to a prostitute. He says, hey, how much for some action? She said, $200. He was like, come on, baby, cut me a break. She was like, no, this whore don't haggle. It's $200. He starts begging for a discount, shows her a Subway card. She wouldn't budge. He was like, come on, baby, give me $20 off something. She was like, no, it's $200. So he broke down and paid this prostitute $200. Mm-hmm. 2 minutes later, the whore comes out naked and sees this guy going to town on himself. She was like, what are you doing? You just paid me $200 for full service. He said, you're right, baby. And for $200, you ain't getting the easy one. I know, man. I know. That's the attitude I'm taking. Next time I go to get a soft drink and they hand me a cup and a lid, I'm hopping over the counter and clocking in. I swear to God I am.
Hey, Donnie, since you're on the clock now, why don't you get back to work here?
Oh.
You hypocrite.
Why don't you shut up, Randy, you dick-a-crit.
If I'm your boss, why are you giving me such a hard time?
Cause for $6 an hour, you ain't getting the easy one. I swear to God you ain't. I gotta go.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hello, chick.
My God, it's Godwin. There's Josh Arnold.
Hi, chick.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Willie Griswold on assignment. I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold flipping around a teal napkin. What are you
doing? What are you wiping your specs?
It's a
what do you got over there?
This is a special cloth designed for cleaning a computer screen.
I see.
Is that right?
Ooh, how about that? Well, you're using it on your spectacles.
Mm-hmm, and you shouldn't use it on anything else.
Well, I'm using it on these. I have to wear these special glasses for this computer.
Special.
Sure.
So you have.
Don't get eye strain.
What other. How many special things do you have? A special computer, a special cloth, a special glasses?
So you have a special sports director?
No.
Oh.
What do you mean? Boy, oh boy.
Let's see. Where
you
was
are
I?
High oh, maintenance.
we had an interesting news story about an attorney who has been taken in front of some ethics board.
Yep.
The claim is that he defecated into a Pringles can.
Yep.
And then threw it on the premises of some other organization.
Mm-hmm. When did we have this story?
About 20 minutes.
Where the hell were you?
You really didn't hear it? Are you serious? Spent a good 4 minutes on it.
Yeah, we did.
Do you want to review
talking
it again?
Talking about how we would do that.
Review it for me.
This was in Ohio.
Oh, of course.
Lawyer in Ohio accused of depositing his feces into a Pringles can, tossing it into the parking lot of a victim's advocacy center.
So my guess is that there's probably some, either this is a was had done with comedic intent, or these guys, some people are having some kind of argument. Yeah. But I was saying, I mean, you got to admire the guy's aim. I mean, getting it into a Pringles can has to be tricky.
No, see, I think you press it up against your butt cheeks right over the hole.
Yeah, you can't.
In any event,
don't leave that much.
Not meaning to dwell on the topic, I do have this letter.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're not dwelling.
From, we'll just call him DS, United States Army.
Yes.
And gentlemen. Guys, love the show. I've got a great story for you about a Pringles can.
Tell us.
I was in the Gulf War, United States Army Field Artillery. We were under an air attack, stuck in a foxhole for 19 hours.
Oh.
I had to use a Pringles can as my personal commode.
There you go.
My fellow soldier and brother in arms in the foxhole with me said, "You will not dump in that Pringles can." Unfortunately, I could not hold it, and I had to.
What do you do? You
know. We both made it out of there alive. It became quite the joke.
The only problem is wiping with the Pringles. They tend to break.
Thank you, Josh. Very helpful.
Kind of fragile.
Yeah.
Nice little dip.
Yeah.
But you can do the duck lips back there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very funny.
Yeah. You're in a foxhole with enemy fire overhead. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Yes.
DS. We certainly appreciate it.
Brave man. Break the tension. You know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this legal thing, I don't know what. Is it really happened here? So it sounds to me kind of like some kind of a gag, but it could have been maybe some hostile Pringle fire. I don't know. I don't know enough about the story. Seems a little bit odd. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have you got over there?
The official Swiss energy minister is suggesting that people shower together
in order
to save energy.
A pervert.
According to the Times, federal counselor Simonetta Sommaruga, the head of the Department of Energy, made the comments while trying to promote the government's new power-saving plan. Sommaruga said in an interview, people could turn off the computer when you don't need it, turn off lights, or shower together.
Sommaruga is Swiss for old horn.
Sommaruga! Ricola!
The current energy-saving suggestions are voluntary. However, the government warned that quotas and bans will be considered as the country aims to reduce its energy usage by 15% to avoid blackouts this winter.
Wow.
Old horn. So
remember that? There was an old bumper sticker.
What?
Save water, shower with a friend.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That was kind of a 70s era thing.
And then save a horse, ride a cowboy. I like that one. That was a good one.
Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano, has erupted for the first time in 38 years.
Wow. I thought he wrote Hamilton.
No. The eruption was not immediately endangering towns on Hawaii's Big Island, but the U.S. Geological Survey warned the island's roughly 200,000 residents that an eruption, quote, can be very dynamic, and the location in advance of lava flows can change rapidly. Officials told people to be ready to evacuate if lava starts heading toward populated areas.
You guys know that lava is like liquid rock.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Insane. It's rock that's so hot, it's a liquid.
Is that the same as magma?
Magma and lava may be slightly different. I'm not sure.
Okay. Can you get like a wheel? You couldn't get like a wheelbarrow and put lava in there.
It would melt the wheelbarrow.
Would it go right through it?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Well, not like a plastic, not like a cheap wheel.
It'll melt metal. Yeah.
But, you ever seen that bumper sticker, Hawaii, lava or leave it?
Why am I?
Scientists are
proud of their lava.
Expect the eruption to last about 1 to 2 weeks if the volcano follows historical patterns. I learned a new word today. Vog. Did you know what that is?
Oh, that's an ancient caveman.
The smoke from a volcano.
It's volcanic ash that mixes with the atmosphere, and they kind of, instead of being smog, they call it vog.
How about that?
So they are warning residents about that, especially.
We're going to board up the windows and ride it out. By God,
they weren't even trying though. Oh, it's volcano and it's fog. How about vog?
Yeah, let's do it, Bill.
Well, what do you put lava in if you want to keep it?
You don't keep it.
A lamp.
Nice outdoor lighting. No, it's our lava lamp.
It's a lava lamp.
I love lava lamps.
Like you live in Hawaii and you want to keep track of all the eruptions and you want to keep your lava and you maybe decorate your front yard.
Well, you can have lava rock. We had that when I was growing up.
Okay.
You can buy that at the hardware store.
How do they... Oh, I can.
Yeah.
I don't have to cheat death with a volcano.
No, you know, there's some Karen bride there complaining about it.
God, what is the name of that? Did you see the movie about the couple that fell in love and they traveled all over looking at volcanoes?
No.
And ended up dying, but...
So they found a hot one, did they?
I've seen Joe versus the Volcano. Yeah.
No, this is a real documentary. It was pretty spectacular.
Sounds like in this one, the volcano won.
Yeah, I'll say.
Volcano, they had a passion for volcanoes. Well, they lived and died by their passion.
Well.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
A woman delivered her baby at a McDonald's in Atlanta, Georgia recently. Aladria Worthy told WXIA TV.
That's right, we're in Atlanta.
Maybe it's Alandria.
That's their slogan?
Yeah.
Alandria said her fiance was driving her to the hospital when they stopped so she could use the bathroom at the McDonald's. They always have a clean bathroom.
They do.
She went on to say, I quote, went into the bathroom. My water broke immediately. She began screaming. That's when manager Tanisha Woodward went to investigate, realized what was happening, told her crew, we're having a baby today.
Wow.
Worthy's fiance, DeAndre Phillips, came in to see what was taking so long, only to find Worthy giving birth. Phillips, Woodward, and two employees helped Worthy deliver Nandi Araya Mormalino.
Lovely.
Nandi Araya Morami Phillips. Jeez.
Nandi?
They're going to nickname the little girl Little Nugget.
Are they?
Fire of Love is the documentary about the couple.
Thank volcanoes. You. Fire of Love. It's amazing.
Nandi's an interesting name.
Nandi Araya Morami Phillips.
How about that?
Born in McDonald's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nandy.
You know the guy in the back's pissed.
I got to mop this
up. Hey, Phil. Got the afterbirth in... afterbirth in Malaysia.
Oh, you're last hired, so you got to go clean.
A veritable banquet was served...
Did it say how much the baby weighed?
No, it didn't.
I was wondering if it was an extra small
It was
fry.
A quarter pounder.
Fry!
Sorry.
That's a baby fish joke.
Yeah, it is.
A veritable banquet was served at the annual Monkey Feast Festival in central Thailand.
Monkey Feast!
Rows of monkey statues holding trays were lined up outside the compound.
More baboons.
Of the ancient three pagodas, while volunteers prepared food across the road for real monkeys.
You know about the ancient three pagodas, right?
No, I don't.
There are the two, and then there's Abe Pagoda. He's very ancient.
No. You have to come up with two others.
Okay. Yes.
There's Abe Pagoda. That's a given.
My pagoda.
My pagoda. One more. See, we can
pagoda?
Do this.
We can do that.
The real monkeys are a symbol of the Luburi province. Throngs of rambunctious macaque monkeys then mount on the offerings, which were soon devoured while crowds watched.
Have you seen this?
They turn
these monkeys loose and they have this huge feast and they all go crazy.
And then they wonder why macaques are breaking into their homes stealing their food.
The festival helps promote tourism, actually. That's why they do it, Josh.
I doubt it.
How many times have you said that?
To Luburi, which is known as Monkey City.
Macaque broke into a house. Is that right?
The annual tradition shows gratitude to the monkeys for bringing in tourism.
That's silly.
Thank you, monkey.
Although it's not as dangerous as the running of the monkeys.
Hey, you know what? You're really funny today.
People have to, they let them go, and then they have these little apes running after them trying to bite them. Yeah, Josh is right, though. We always get the same story about these monkeys. Then they start attacking people, and they're trying to eat at a restaurant, and the monkeys are coming out of her. Flinging poop.
But the monkeys are just thinking, oh, it's monkey time again. Yeah.
I saw the video of this on the news. The monkeys don't have very good manners.
No, they don't.
No.
Tom, have you seen the video of the family at the zoo? And there's a grandmother in a wheelchair. And a monkey flings poop and hits the grandma right in the face.
Oh.
And she's sort of infirm, so she can't even wipe it off. It's a laugh riot.
That's just awful. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I have a tribute, but I struggle with the pronunciation, so help me out. What is it? It's macaque.
The macaque monkey, yeah.
Okay, I got macaque. Yeah, okay. I got this.
Rhymes with backpack.
Okay, I got this. I don't normally like monkeys, but I like to play with a macaque. When a macaque is feeling funky, I take a macaque out for a whack.
Whack macaque.
They say a macaque so cute makes me want to shout. Let macaque out of the cage and rock out with macaque out. Is that right?
No.
If I can't sleep or I have writer's block, I don't normally like monkeys, but I like to play with the macaque. I said it right. Play with the macaque. I got it right the last time.
Yeah.
Macaque.
Okay, thank you very much,
Leo, you're welcome.
You all know by now.
Okay, this Pringles can thing's getting out of
hand. Come on, can we not talk about that anymore?
You leave him alone. He's very funny today.
This guy was at the Eldora Speedway and had an urgent transaction in the middle of a field.
Yeah,
oh, God.
So he used the Pringles can?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's perfect for that.
Wow, okay. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. Back to Christy Lee.
Speaking of monkeys, a Texas woman pleaded guilty to illegally attempting to smuggle a spider monkey into the U.S. In a crate of beer.
Crate of beer?
Savannah Nicole Valdez was trying to enter through a border crossing in Brownsville, Texas, when officers spotted a wooden box with holes inside her vehicle. The 22-year-old said it contained beer she had purchased in Mexico. However, officers opened the box and discovered a live spider monkey inside. They referred Valdez to secondary inspection, but she allegedly sped off. Later that day, they found multiple online postings advertising the sale of said spider monkey, along with Valdez's phone number listed in the advertisements.
But where's the real proof?
She later turned herself in, admitted to importing the monkey despite not declaring it, as well as intentionally fleeing from law enforcement. The monkey ultimately recovered, placed with an animal shelter in the Central Florida area. Valdez is expected to be sentenced in January. Authorities say she faces up to 20 years in federal prison and a possible $250,000 fine. Is that
right? For importing a monkey?
Yeah.
Seems a little steep.
Little.
Okay.
Oh boy.
I wouldn't want to be... Do those things bite, by the way?
A spider monkey?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with them.
I think all monkeys probably. I wonder why they're called spider monkeys.
Bite? What?
Why are they called spider monkeys?
Maybe they look like a spider?
I don't know.
Eight arms? I don't know.
Yeah, I doubt
eight
that.
Arms.
Yeah. Okay. I'm counting the legs, of course. Okay. That would be silly. So it's actually six arms.
Okay, I'm sorry. Christy, back to you. What else you got?
In Alaska, firefighters rescued a moose that became trapped in a home's basement.
Hey, somebody get me out of here.
No? Firefighter Gunnar Romatz told the Anchorage Daily News that the young moose had fallen through a window of a home in Soldotna. Firefighter biologists from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and Alaska State Troopers all responded to the home to help the animal.
Aww.
The little moose was sedated before it was rolled onto a people mover, which is a tarp with handles, so it could be carried out of the residence.
Aww.
Once outside, responders put the animal on the ground so biologists could attend to some minor cuts.
But it died?
And administer medication to reverse the effects of the sedative. After it recovered, the moose ultimately made its way into the tree line.
That's sweet.
Yes.
Doesn't the phrase, I've got a moose in the basement, sound like it's some kind of a euphemism?
It sounds like a children's book.
You see that? Yeah. She's got a moose in the basement.
I'll tell you what.
Boy.
Yikes. You guys.
I don't know how she can walk after that.
That's an oak. She's getting.
She can comb it into a pair of antlers.
That's really something. It's topiary.
It's a big hairy bush is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I think they got that moose a job. There's a sign that said elk wanted.
Chick, what are you laughing at?
See, they were looking for a moose.
They were looking
it's
for
that elk wanted.
Yes, they got it.
Oh, what's God. Wrong with you? That's funny.
Just wait till you hear what we have next. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.